Hey, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. It is B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian off again today, so you're stuck with just me. My name, Joe Beamer. Happy to be with you on this Valentine's morning. Yes, starting off with a little Michael McDonald. So if you were confused and you thought, wait a minute, am I walking through a plaza or through a mall? No, we're just playing a little Michael McDonald's Sweet Freedom, which it's a great song. But anytime I hear it, I just think of it on the overhead of a strip mall, a plaza, a mall, the grocery store. You know, it's just that is a song. Or, you know, you're sitting at an Applebee's, Sweet Freedom will come on. You know, it just seems like it's every 15th song in any kind of rotation that's playing, you know, soft hits of the 80s, which, again, a lot of retail places, they put that soft hits of the 80s station on. That was my go-to when I worked in retail. Soft hits of the 80s on Muzak. But anyway, happy to have you here with us on WBEN, News Radio 930. It is a day of love. It is a day to let that other person... Wait, that didn't sound right. To let that person in your life know just how you care about them, how you care for them, how your life would not be the same without them, and how much they mean to you. That's what we're told on Valentine's Day, a day of love. And it's funny going back, you know, social media, Facebook, you can go back into your memories, right? And you can see what you posted on other days on this date, right? So this date 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. And very funny to see some of the ones from when I was single. You know, I would, I thought some funny things, some I can't really share on the air, but you get the gist of what I'm saying here. But Valentine's Day can also be a day where you realize that maybe only one of you is in love. And a story I like to share around Valentine's Day, since they've let me be on the microphone, I have had the privilege of either filling in or hosting my own show on or near Valentine's Day. So a story that I will share with you. But first, I do want to say on this Valentine's Day that I am, you know, very happy where I am in 2023. I married an amazing woman. We are 3 months away from having our first child. I could not be any more happy than I am right now. However, when you're an adult and you've grown up, you like to share lessons of the past with those who might still be looking for their forever somebody or for true love. And that's what we're going to talk about here today on this Valentine's Day. So before I share my story, okay, before I give you the warning, I do want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, on this Valentine's Day, what is love? It's not just the title of a great song. What is love, in your opinion? What is your definition of love? How have you managed to keep love in your relationship? Tell us a story of falling out of love, just not feeling the love anymore. And of course, on Valentine's Day, when everyone's getting roses and chocolates and whatever it is, I do have to ask one of my favorite show topics. The second show I ever did on this station was this topic, and that is, tell me about your worst breakup. The one that haunts you. The one you might have learned the most lessons from. 803-0930, star 930 will get you on the air. It will also get you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board if you don't feel like sitting on hold and you want to text me your feelings. Text me how you feel on this Valentine's Day. 803-0930, star 930. The star 930 is only for the phone, I'm sorry. The text is 803-0930. That could be confusing. However, the story I like to share, and I always like to make sure I mention that, you know, I am happy. It's like the Rascal Flatts song, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. You look back and you're happy for all the failed relationships, right? You're happy for all the ones that fell apart because you met that special someone, and I'm very fortunate to have met that special someone and be married to that special someone and be having our first child with that special someone. So I always want to start it off with this. But you learn lessons from mistakes made in life. And like I said, Valentine's Day can be the day you realize, if you're not blinded by what you believe to be love, Valentine's Day can be the day you realize, wait a minute, I'm the only one that feels anything in this relationship. Now, again, love isn't about material things, okay? So, hey, that shouldn't be the be-all and end-all. That's not what I'm saying. But there are certain ways to get a feeling if this person likes you, maybe kind of likes you, or if you're putting in all the work. So let's go with the story. This is a story that I've shared multiple times now, and it's about a Valentine's Day a long, long time ago in a place far, far away. And, you know, I was really into this person, right? I believed that, oh, this could be love. That's also another title. You like how I just work 80s and early 90s song titles into my stories? And Valentine's Day was coming, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to get, you know, a Valentine's Day gift or gifts that will really illustrate my true feelings for this person. And, you know, I went out and I bought some things. And if anyone knows me, I'm a last minute person. So, you know, went out. This is when I was working retail, so it was very easy to walk out of the store and go to other stores. You get what I'm saying here. And, you know, I get a few things. I spend money that I don't want to mention on the air because it was a lot of money. I had this all put together and I was like, this is it. She is going to think this is amazing, blah, 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 right? Had dinner plans afterward, a movie after that. I mean, it was really just everything was planned. Joe Beamer was really going to illustrate and make sure that his feelings were known. I wrote a very nice card, okay, all that nice stuff. So it's Valentine's Day night, dun, 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 and I present all these great gifts I got. And the card where, you know, I wrote something sappy and, you know, all that stuff, and was really, really happy. Now, looking back on it, that should have been my big warning sign, right? And that's why I'm saying Valentine's Day can be the big warning sign, because I had put, you know, thought and time into these gifts, into this letter, this card I had written right from the heart. I may have quoted a few songs, but you get what I mean, from the heart. And in return, I got a Hallmark card with just the name signed on it. No personal message, just the like three lines inside the Hallmark card. Now, again, at the time, I thought nothing of it. Oh, my gosh. You know, we both exchanged gifts. I mean, I exchanged a lot of gifts. In return, I got a card. But anyway, at the time, I didn't think anything of it. Not one thing. Looking back on it, Joe, that was the sign. And this is why I'm telling you, on Valentine's Day, it can be the sign. You can get a feeling. Are you the one putting all the work into this relationship? Or are the feelings mutual? Obviously, in this particular story I'm telling you, they weren't mutual, right? If in return you're getting a card with the Hallmark message and a name signed on it, that might be the sign of, you know what, maybe we're looking for two different things. Baseball season's almost here. Maybe this is a good time to end it. Obviously, I didn't, and I got dumped a few months later. You know, obviously with this story, you could tell what was happening. I couldn't. And a few months later got dumped, and that was the story. Now, compare it to the first Valentine's Day with my now wife, when, you know, I was really into this woman. I put my thoughts into the gift. I got this card. I wrote this long message, took both sides of the card up, right? And I was really excited. And Valentine's Day came around, and guess what? In return, I got some awesome gifts and a card with an amazing message written on it that I still have this day. So that is the difference between one person feeling the love, feeling something, and both people obviously very much into this relationship and very much have similar feelings, right? And ever since then, we, ever since then, you know, we've exchanged gifts on Valentine's Day until this year. And again, it's no less love or anything, but we are 3 months away from having a child, right? And we are going to save our money for that. We are going to put our money into that. As I told you, I've got to assemble a few pieces of the furniture for our upcoming child. So this year, it's not a lack of love or anything in the relationship. It's, yes, we know we love each other, right? It's Valentine's Day. Of course, we wished each other a very happy Valentine's Day. But we our gift to each other can be put towards the child. You get what I'm saying there? Even though I probably will buy something and make a nice dinner tonight. But you get what I'm saying? So you compare the Valentine's Day that I told you from almost a decade ago and the first Valentine's Day with my now wife, and that is the difference. That is the difference. Again, it doesn't have to be material. Really, for me, it was the card, right? A long message, just, you know, just pouring my heart into a card, which isn't that good. I'm not good with the whole sentimental. I'm not really good with that. It takes me a long time. I have to stare at it and make sure that I don't sound too funny with me trying to express my feelings. You know, when both gifts are a nice long letter, you know there's something there. So today, for if this is your first Valentine's Day with somebody and you're questioning if this person feels the same way as you do, again, it's not all material, but it can be expressed in the card or in the gifts. And if you're the one there and you're sitting with a $500 or $600 gift and a love card that, you know, took you an hour to write, and in return you get a card with the name signed on it, you know what? Maybe think back to listening to this show, and you can think back and go, you know what? Joe Beamer was trying to tell me something. This is what Joe was talking about. Again, you have to take the blinders off, because love can blind us, right? If you believe you're in a relationship and you think the feeling that you're feeling is love, it can blind us. We can be blinded by love. We can see, wait a minute, we're both not feeling this, right? Because I'm telling you right now, you go back in that situation, if that's you tonight, you're probably going to get dumped before the summer. And that's all I'm going to say. 803-0930, star 930. That is my Valentine's Day story. I am willing to tell that story every year because I think it's a lesson that everyone needs to know. A lesson in love. Or as the country song says, a lesson in leaving. And sometimes you've got to take a look and say, you know what? Believe in yourself. You like this? This could be a very good motivational segment. We could post this on the Odyssey motivational site. And, you know, Joe talking about, sometimes you just have to believe in yourself, okay? And you have to believe that if this person you're with doesn't feel the same way, why keep going? You're probably not going to change their mind. I know we all have this thought that, oh, if I just show them, you know, this side of me and, you know, get them all these gifts and take them to everything they want to go to, maybe they'll change their mind. Why waste your time trying to change someone's mind when you can find someone out there that likes you for who you are? You know what I mean? I know that sounds very elementary, but you get what I'm saying? Like, look at my wife. She puts up with my obsession with Virginia Tech sports, the New York Mets, the Buffalo Bills, right? There's a sporting event on every day in our house. She puts up with that because she loves me for me. Or as that song says, she likes me for me. So just, you know, again, tonight can be the lesson. Just take a look and, hey, and by the way, if you're the person in the relationship that's not feeling it, if you're like, oh, I can tell this person's really into me, I just don't feel it, then why don't you be the bigger person and walk away? I never understood that. Why hang around with someone that you're not 100%, you're not 100% into this? If you know they are, okay, we're not talking about, you know, the first couple of dates. We're talking about months into a relationship. and you can tell this person is so into you and you're just not feeling it, why are you hanging around? You like the stuff. You like the gifts. I don't get it. Why do you hang around? I've never understood that. I've been the kind of person that if I don't like somebody or if they're showing some, you know, showing, and I've been in that situation only a few times, obviously, but I've been in that situation where the other person was obviously more into me than I was them. And I just didn't think that was fair. And it was kind of uncomfortable. You know what I mean? I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel right. So that's another good question. Maybe that should be the question of the show today. Why would you stay with someone that you weren't, that you could tell you weren't feeling the same feelings that they were obviously expressing to you? I mean, that topic could probably get me in a lot of trouble. But why would you stay in that relationship? I never understood it. To this day, never understood it. Again, I'm thankful for it, though. I'm thankful for every failed relationship, every failed attempt at asking someone out. I'm thankful for all that. And again, if you could get me in the DeLorean and go back in time, I'd go through it all again. Because I did meet an amazing woman. I met the woman that I will be with forever, hopefully. And I'm very happy about that. Very happy. You know what I mean? Happiest I've ever been in a relationship, and it's great. But you learn lessons along the way, and maybe some things would have gone differently. Hopefully, taken the same path, right? Gotten the same result, but maybe taken things just a little differently. But that is the lesson at the beginning of today's show. And that is the story, like I said, I will always share. Maybe I'll publish it one day. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air, though, because for you, I want to know, I want to know, what is your definition of love? And how do you keep love alive in your relationship? Or how has love failed? How has love failed for you? How have you fallen out of love? And maybe that could go with the question, why would you stay with someone that you weren't 100%, you know, feeling the same way they were feeling? Maybe there's more to it that you can explain at 803-0930, star 930. And on this Valentine's Day, what is the gift? What is the Valentine's Day gift? We all know the flowers, the chocolates. Believe me, have you walked into Wegmans lately? You walk into Wegmans, it is Valentine's Day Central. Right in the front, you've got about 8 rows of roses and flowers and all that stuff. They got the chocolate strawberry station. They've got the heart-shaped cakes. I mean, Wegmans has completely gone all out this Valentine's Day at the front of the store. What's the gift you're getting that special someone? 803-0930, star 930. And you know what? It's Valentine's Day. Let's be lovey-dovey. You want to call in and tell me about that special someone? You want to give them a shout out on the air? This is the opportunity to do it. This is the opportunity to do it because it's Valentine's Day. We can have a little fun. Call in, tell about that special someone. Or you can call in and tell me about your worst breakup, your most memorable breakup. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. I'll tell you more about my, you know, we as someone pointed out, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. As someone pointed out, Joe, I remember the days of let's get Joe Beamer a date, right? So I've had a lot of failures in attempts to find love. I could do a whole bunch of stories, but I'd like to hear yours because you've heard my stories. A lot of you lived my stories through the times on the radio. I would tell those stories as they were happening. 803-0930, star 930. It's B-Maz and Beamer, Joe Beamer with you for another half hour. Coming back, getting your answers on what is love? What do you do to keep the love alive? And you want to call in and tell me about that special someone? Hey, let's hear it. 803-0930, star 930. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. B-Maz and Beamer on a Valentine's Day 2023. Brian out, Joe Beamer with you. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on if you want to partake in my Valentine's Day challenge. Hold on. I had the whole break. Waited until I came back on the air. That's on me. That's the lack of professionalism that I bring to the table each and every day. If you're just joining us, talking about the lessons you can learn on Valentine's Day, I mentioned that in the first segment. If you missed it, you got to go back and listen. It's a life experience that I'm sharing with you. What is your definition of love? How have you kept love alive in your relationship? How have you fallen out of love? Ooh, great question. And you want to give a shout out to that special someone? Let's hear it. 803-0930-star-930. Now, before we get to that, I've got to tell you about something that happened yesterday. So yesterday, I had to call a pharmacy. Okay, it's a national pharmacy. I was calling a location of a national pharmacy in Williamsville on Main Street in a plaza with a bread place, which is also national. And so I called, their number, their local number, not a 1-800 number. I called their local number. And I got a recording. Okay, we're used to that by now, right? So I said, talk to pharmacist. And I said, okay, let me get you to somebody. Did you want to talk to the general store or the pharmacist? Well, as I had said, I want to talk to the pharmacist. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Just remember, after this call, there will be a survey. Boom, boom, boom. Please have your prescription number ready and name on prescription. Boom, 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 boom. Hold, 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 hold. We are now directing you to the pharmacy. Really? And all I had to ask was, do they have the blood pressure reader thing? That's all I was calling in for yesterday, so I didn't make a stop I didn't need to go to, okay? By the way, they do. It's hidden, but they do have one. All I needed to know was, hey, can I take my blood pressure there? That's all I needed to ask. But just all these prompts. I mean, my first communication with the recording was, I'd like to talk to the pharmacist. It took me 5 minutes of prompts to finally get to the pharmacist. I understand, hey, there's certain calls that you get that the machine can answer, right? I've worked retail. I realize people will call and just say, hey, when you open till? I get it. I understand it. Hey, do you still have this in stock? Okay. Those are actually pretty decent questions, because have you seen the price of gas? Why would I want to waste gas if you don't have something in stock? That's actually a decent reason to call. But I do realize there are certain questions that can be answered with a recording. Okay, so I'm not even upset when I call a place and I originally get a recording. What I don't like about what happened yesterday, and I know I sound like an old man, what I don't like about what happened yesterday is I told you what I needed twice, and all the prompts like this and that, and then the hold, 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 now we're taking you to the pharmacist. I think we've gone a little too far with the recorded messages. Okay? Again, yes, there's certain things you can tell me. If I'm calling to see how much money I have left on a gift card, I don't need to talk to a live person. I understand that. If I'm calling to check my bank balance, which you can do online, but I realize some people still call, yeah, you don't need a live person for that. If I'm asking a quick question that you obviously don't have loaded into your answering machine, just take me to the pharmacist. And by the way, I ended up going to this location to buy something. There were like 5 or 6 people working there, which was kind of amazing for retail in 2023. One person couldn't have gotten to the phone. I'm not one of these people who says I want a live person every time I call, but you gave me the option. And I told you a clear, specific person I wanted to talk to right away. And it just seems like that's happening more and more. We talked about this yesterday, working a second job. And I have, I work a gig job online. And, if you are going to get a certain product, if you're going to get a certain delivery, and you have an issue with that, there is a phone number to call, okay? There is a 1-800 number to call and say, hey, so-and-so didn't get their order because I'm held up here, or they didn't have this item, okay? And sometimes a customer won't get back to you, and you have to talk to a live person to get the issue resolved, okay? It's very minimal when that happens, but that happens. And there have been so many times where, and again, we're talking about making money, right? I'm sitting here, not only am I making myself money, I'm attempting to make them money, okay? And I'm sitting there with an order, The customer wanted one thing. They don't have it. The customer's not getting back to my call. I need a way to resolve this. Or there's been times where the app is just not working. It's completely frozen. And I've got someone's food in my car. Okay? In the amount of things you have to get through. Is this for an order? Or is this for a delivery driver? And you go, okay, driver. Do you have a current issue with your current order? Or is it just a general question? Current order. Dun, 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 dun. Are you on the order now? Is all these things they're going through. And it's like, we've completely just lost urgency when it comes to phone calls. I mean, again, I know we're not talking about 911 being a recording. Okay. Now that would be ridiculous, but we are talking about urgent situations. You know, hey, I've got something in my car. Again, this could lose you money. Not just me. This could lose you money. Trying to get in touch with a pharmacist. Again, it's not a life or death urgency at the moment. But how do you know what the call is? And again, there were five or six people there. I gave you a clear answer of why I was calling and who I needed to talk to. I just don't understand the prompts to press 2, press 1. If the first thing was, who do you want to talk to? And you were clear with who you wanted to talk to. Now, I could understand, going back to my first call, I could understand if it was the general store. Because that could have been a general question. Hey, when you open, blah, blah, blah. But if I'm saying I want to talk to the pharmacist, the next person I should be hearing from is the pharmacist. You know what I mean? Does anyone else have this issue? 803-0930. I'll take your call on this. I was really just going to go venting, but I'm seeing a lot of people on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board chime in on this. And again, I want to make it perfectly clear. I am not one of these people that, oh my gosh, everything's on a recording. That is not me. Again, I understand, especially now the way they're cutting staffing at certain retail establishments. I completely understand. You don't want to waste one of few employees on someone asking, when are you open until? Are you open on Thanksgiving? Believe me, I've taken all those questions. I can understand not wanting that phone call, okay? And I understand that a machine can take care of that. But you have to also understand how frustrating it is when you are calling to talk to a pharmacist, okay? And then you're going through 5 minutes of prompts when you've already told them who you want to talk to. Or if you are working and you're calling the company that's contracting you out to make both of you money, and they can't give you a live person right away. That's not only an issue with the person who's driving, by the way. That's an issue for the customer. That's an issue for the person who placed the order and wanted it in a timely fashion. So what are your thoughts? 803-0930, star 930. And yes, your Valentine's Day shout out. We're doing that until 10 o'clock as well. Shout out to that special someone. Let's start with Diane in West Seneca. Hey, Diane, thanks for calling in.
Hi. I know you're a DoorDash driver. I am too. And I can relate to exactly what you're talking about. It is so frustrating when I have somebody's food in my car. Like, for instance, yesterday, could not find the address, okay? Well, she forgot that she was at work, but she put in her home address.
That's the worst.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a hold of her. So then I have to switch to do that. Plus, I had another order in my car to deliver. Or, you know, your GPS just stops right in the middle of where you're going. Okay. Or somebody else has picked up the order. You try and call them and says press 1 for English or 2 for something else. You press 1 for English and it still keeps going.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And another thing, Diane, I've noticed more and more of the someone else has picked up your order. I don't know if they're having app issues or if there's a communication issue, but I have noticed that more over the last month than I ever remember it over the last couple of years. Yeah.
I've only had it happen to me twice, and I've been doing this for 5 years.
Wow. Another thing with DoorDash, and I'm going to throw it out, that every app I've had an issue with this over the last month or so are days when the app just stops working and they're not giving you orders. And then like 4 hours later, they'll send you a text. Oh, sorry, we're having technical issues.
Okay, what you need to do with that is completely close out your whole phone and your dash, and then just move 5 minutes down the road, turn it back on, and I guarantee you'll get an order right away.
Oh, good to know. Diane, I'm glad you called in. Diane in West Seneca. Yeah, it's, again, I'm all for recordings on certain things, because I realize, believe me, I know, we all know. If you've walked into an establishment, we all know how there are less employees, right? A lot of stores, I've told this. I said this of reasons why certain stores are closing, right? They've taken hours off the floor. They've cut hours of employees. You know, employees that were getting 40 hours a week might now only be getting 25 or 30 hours a week. And I understand you want to get the most out of the people who showed up to work. I get that. And by the way, someone said you don't need a pharmacist to answer that question. Texter, I may have been, you know, I did ask that question. I may have asked something else about a certain prescription, but I didn't think that was necessary in the story. But thank you for calling that out. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. But that's just an issue that I've had, right? I mean, I'd rather hear the hold music from the 80s that they played in that Bud Light commercial over the weekend. At least that's, you know, that I'd like that better than, it's just annoying when you think you're getting in touch with someone and it just keeps going back to being the machine. That, I guess that's a summary of what I was trying to say over the last 10 minutes. It's very frustrating. I mean, I did find myself yelling at my phone. And I just think it's more and more of an issue, okay? Get the general information out there, that's fine. If you have a big sale item that you have run out of stock of, fine, record that. Have that as part of the opening. I completely understand that. Because there are times where, you know, you run a big sale and the item's out by noon. And people will call because they don't want to waste their gas, waste their time going to your store if you're sold out of the item. I completely understand that. But if someone, you know, once we get down the list and they've told you who they want to talk to, maybe just get to the person. Again, that was my issue with that. 803-0930, *930. Someone said, when are we doing that Make Fun of Joe Beamer Day? You know, Texter, that's a great point. I brought this up, I think it was in November, about doing a show where people would just call and text in their complaints about how I run my shows, right? Because I've always said, and I believe it 100%, I've always said that I love constructive criticism. Believe me, I like when people tell me, hey, you do a good job. I love that, of course. Who doesn't? I'd be lying if I said, I don't want you to tell me you do a good job. Everyone loves that. Everyone loves being told that they're good at something. But there's also something very beneficial of constructive criticism, right? And taking that all in and looking at what you can do better. Because let me tell you this right now, there is no one in the world that is perfect at everything, all right? Maybe Rob Lucas, but beside that, there's not anyone in the world that's perfect at what they do, right? We can all be better. We can all improve what we do, okay? And I know that 100% that I can do certain things better. So I did say in November that I would do a show where we would at least devote an hour or two to people calling in and giving me constructive criticism. That'd be great for my career. I'm not sure it would be great for the ratings, and my boss might say we're not doing that, but it would be great for my career to be able to take notes and just ask people to call in or text in with what you think I could fix about the way I approach my shows, my topics, the stuff I talk about. If someone says you yammer too much about mundane things, okay, that's a constructive criticism. That person wasn't being mean. That person was telling me something they would like to see me change. And I did say in November I was going to do it. And coming up, I have three fill-ins on the schedule. I'm filling in for David on Thursday, Tom on Monday, and David again on Tuesday. So maybe one of these next three fill-ins We will devote an hour or two. And again, if no one calls in and texts in, at least I tried. Hey, you didn't jump on that. But maybe we'll devote an hour or two in one of those shows to people calling in. We'll get some media people to call in as well, right? I think that will make it fun. Call in and give me a pointer, something that they don't like when I host. And again, I'm not going to take it as being mean. I'm going to take it as trying to help better and further my career. You know, I take my boss points out a lot of things, and I take that as very well. No one's ever going to be perfect. That's why you should always try to be perfect. Always try to be better. But no one's going to be perfect. So as someone says, maybe you could do a roast the host day. I'm all for that. Again, as long as we keep the constructive criticisms and real things, okay? Don't point out something like, Joe, I saw you on Facebook. You're really ugly. That has nothing to do with radio. I can't change the way I look. All right? So that's not that. But if you could say something like, Joe, I don't want to hear anymore about how you're trying to lose weight. That topic is overdone. Stop bringing it up. And if enough people agree with that, okay, that's something I need to look at, right? You don't want to tick off all the listeners. So if more people are saying, I'm sick of hearing about this, you talk about it all the time, okay, we have some agreement, maybe we move on, maybe we try to find a better way to bring that up, or we just don't bring it up at all. So someone texted in, you're going to need 3 hours. Okay, well, we'll start with one or two, and if we continue to get the calls and the texts, we'll continue going. But we will look at the next 3 days. Like I said, I'm filling in for David on Thursday, Tom on Monday, and David again on Tuesday. One of those 3 days, whatever one, you know, we're lacking in the topics department, we will start with just an hour. We will start with an hour. And if the criticisms keep coming in, it'll go to two, it'll go to three, okay? So that's my promise to you. I know I brought it up in November, and then things kind of got crazy. But now we're in February. We've got a few days coming up. That's my promise to you. We are going to do it in one of those 3 days that I just mentioned. Okay, so stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. Hey, I hope you have a fantastic Valentine's Day. If it's your journey to find love, continue going on. If you are with that special someone and it's, you know, another Valentine's Day with your special someone, hopefully it's a great day. You can tell them how much they mean to you and they can tell you how much you mean to them. Or maybe this is the day you find out, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, I don't mean to be Mr. Negative, but maybe this is the day you find out that one that you think is that special someone, they just don't feel the same way about you, and they don't know how to tell you. Maybe you'll be able to put that together today like I did so many years ago. Whatever it is, enjoy it. That's unless it's that last option. And then again, it's a time for reflection and moving on. But enjoy the day. I know it's a Tuesday. Tuesdays are very difficult to enjoy. But try to enjoy this Valentine's Day. I'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock for BMAZ and Beamer. The final BMAZ and Beamer without BMAZ. BMAZ will be back on Thursday. However, with BMAZ back on Thursday, Beamer, me, will not be here. I'll be in for David on Thursday. So that'll be interesting. Brian's first show back, he will be all by himself. I'm sure he'll be fine and we'll have a lot to talk about. Have yourself a great Valentine's Day. David Bellavia is up with 4 lovable hours after the news with Randy Bushover. And then it's Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN.